Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zumlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're really glad you're with us here this morning on this Sunday morning. I've got several Gospels here that I'm looking at here, and I didn't want to say November 2nd because it's not November 2nd yet. October 29th, but we're going to talk a little bit about November 2nd, which is the commemoration of all the faithfully departed, All Souls Day. And we're also going to talk about November 1st, the Solemnity of All Saints. So we're going to talk about those too. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm a deacon here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and this radio program is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And please listen in. Tell your friends and neighbors to please listen in next weekend, next Sunday at the same time, the same station, to Bishop Bradley. Bishop Paul Bradley will be with us. Our wonderful bishop here, our leader here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, so you'll be able to listen to his reflection on the Gospels for that weekend, for next weekend, as well as things that are going on in the diocese, things that he would like to talk about, that he would like to talk to the faithful about, both believers, unbelievers, Catholic, non-Catholic, in a certain kind of way, in a very special way. He is our spiritual father for all of us here, here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, this part of Michigan. And I'll tell you, you could not meet a finer man in your entire life. He is just an inspiration. He is just a really a great person. And I want to also congratulate and thank everyone who was involved with and who helped and who attended the presentation by Immaculee Abilagaza, which was at Miller Auditorium. I think it was a great success. It will plant many seeds for us in the Diocese of Kalamazoo all the way back to Africa and with Immaculee. So you can go to Immaculee.com. She has a lot of information on trips to Rwanda, as well as all of her materials, the materials of the Seven Sorrows of the Rosary, which I've started to pray, which is just really, really unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, my Protestant brothers and sisters, those of you who are listening, to meditate on these sorrows of Mary, the sorrows that she had from the very time Jesus was born, Herod wanting to kill her child, wanting to kill her young boy, and wanting to kill her son, the Son of God. Her whole life, she realized this was going on, and this constantly running from the fear of Herod, the escape into Egypt, the time when he was lost in the caravan, you know, when he was and they found him in the temple finally, all the ways to the walking the way of the cross, to his crucifixion, to taking him down from the cross, and then, of course, laying him in the tomb. She experienced all that. So I tell you, my brothers and sisters, those of you who do not admire Mary, do not admire the Blessed Mother Mary, you really need to think about these things, to meditate on these great sorrows, these seven sorrows that she had, the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God. And think about that, you know. It's a certain way for us to open up our hearts. Hopefully we have a heart. And I would say, you know, if you look at those things and you still don't feel anything, then I would say go to a heart doctor. I'm a heart doctor in a certain kind of way. As pastors, as preachers, as deacons, as priests, as the baptized, as those of us who have been anointed priest, prophet, and king, which is all the baptized, you know, what kind of Christian are we? Do we really worship God, or do we worship ourselves and our own individual church or our own individual theology or our own individual minds? You know, we're so smart. We're so smart. We know everything. So smart we don't even need to kneel, right, at the consecration. So smart. We've elevated ourselves. And this is the problem we have, my brothers and sisters. This is a great problem we have. It's a great disease, not only that's in the church, but it's in our own minds. in our own minds, in our own thinking, in our own country, in our world, in humanity. We become so full of ourselves, that there is no room for God. There is no room for God's opinion. There is no room for worship, see? There is no room for true worship. And what we do is we make fun of the people who use incense. We make fun of the people who kneel during the consecration. We make fun of the people who pray the rosary. We make fun of the people who, all we've become is bullies, see? When you make fun of other people, other people's religions, or other people's, you know, the way they act, the pious ways they act, their pious intentions, the way they worship. If you make fun of them, you better check yourself. And so the time is near, and time is short, and God will judge us all. Thanks be to God for that. And I think in today's readings, we will find in a certain way, we will see how God is calling us to this exact thing, who we are and who God is, and we're not God, right? So, and the fruits of the Spirit and so on and so forth. So if you're interested in anything else about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. as well as holyfamilyradio.net, 91.5 Kalamazoo, 89.7 the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, and 98.3 in Grand Rapids is the new FM side in Grand Rapids. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Catholic Radio needs your help. They just got done with a fund drive, and you know, I know they still need additional dollars to continue that mission and that ministry. Which is a beautiful ministry, which I'm involved in with Catholic Radio here in southwestern Michigan. And, you know, they do a beautiful job there. So I invite you to go to holyfamilyradio.net. And, you know, even if you can donate $10 or maybe $10 a month, that would be a beautiful thing. And of course, don't forget our diocese, too. Our bishop needs our help and our support, too, with the projects that he has going on, too. So there, that's enough of that. And you don't need to send me any money. So this is a great ministry that we have. And so we're going to read the readings from that are read in Catholic churches all throughout the world on this October 29th, 2017, which is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. All right, we're getting ready, heading towards the Christmas season, so you can feel it in the air. The air is getting crisp, right? So let us read this reading. This is from Exodus. Okay, beautiful reading here from Exodus 22, 20 through 26. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows, and your children orphans. If you lend money to some one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner towards him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset. For this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 18. I love you, Lord, with my strength. I love you, Lord, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. I love you, Lord, my strength. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. I love you, Lord, Lord, my strength. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Extol be God, my Savior. You who gave great victories to your king and showed kindness to your anointed. I love you, Lord, my strength. Our second reading is from 1 Thessalonians 1 through 5 and 10. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 10. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction, with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model of all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything, for they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel of Matthew 22, chapter 22, 34 through 40. That's Matthew 22, 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So a short gospel reading and some other great readings here to talk about here today. And in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zumlich, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And this is a outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. Or you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. And we're just really happy you're here with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of these readings and some of the things that are going to be going on this next week, too. So in our first reading today, you know, the Catechism teaches us, the Word of God teaches us. Firstly, it's the Word of God, right? So we look at the Word of God. And lots of times people will say, "I don't want to hear the Catechism. I don't want to hear what the Catechism says, Catechism this, Catechism that." Well, the whole thing is that the catechism's, you know, 90% of this catechism is based in what? Scripture. Actually, it's all based in Scripture. It's all based in Jesus Christ. See, we are Christians, the original Christians. And, you know, for us, you know, someone would say, "Well, why did the church create the catechism?" And the church creates the catechism to teach. And what is the church to teach? To teach what Scripture says, what tradition says, what has happened in the last 2,000 years, what has been said. Because, you know, all of these things are not written down in the Bible. Everything that has happened and everything that has happened over the last 2,000 years is not in Scripture, right? But the Christian life has been being lived for the last 2,000 years since Christ had come. And still Christ does come, comes to us every day. The second coming, this parousia coming to us in the Eucharist, in Holy Communion, every single Mass, every time we go to Mass. Pope Benedict's got a beautiful treatise on that, which I'm going to go into in about 2 weeks. Next week we won't be able to go into it because we'll be talking with the bishop next week. And the bishop will have some very important things to tell us on what the Scriptures are saying. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself this very day. Prepare yourself this very day for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Many of us, our brothers and sisters, will go to meet the Lord today. We'll come face to face with Jesus in a very definite and profound way in this last day for them. Truly last day for them. But the second coming of Christ in a certain way comes to us at every Mass. Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And many times, and in some churches, some Catholic churches, they will stand during that consecration when this epiclesis, the power of the Holy Spirit, comes down upon the bread and wine and changes it into the body and blood of Christ. The greatest moment in history happens again. For us, Christ comes to us again. And what do we do? How do we respond? By standing there, staring at him? Or by kneeling or sitting and being, making ourselves exactly what we should be, which is right-sized, able to worship in a very profound way. The most profound way. Actually, I think the proper way we should be is laying flat on our faces, crying like babies. That would, I think, would be probably the best way. For me, is probably what I should be doing. Because of the life I've lived. Because of the thoughts I think. Because of the things I fail to do every single day. I'm not talking about beating up on myself about this. But the reality of, my brothers and sisters, we do not even grasp the second coming, this parousia, this consecration, this power of the Holy Spirit coming down, this body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, the true Jesus, the risen Jesus, coming to us this very day. And not just coming to us and waving hello or saying hello, but becoming food for us. Real food. Real drink. For us, my brothers and sisters. And so this Exodus reading is very, very poignant. Right? Talking about our immoralities. That our sins cry out to heaven. Murder. Sexual immorality. Oppressing the people. And the cry of the foreigner, the widow, and the orphan, maybe the aborted, maybe the abandoned, people who are living in big houses with lots of money, they never see their children, or people who don't have any money, who don't take care of their children, ignore their children, swear at their children, hit their children, both rich and poor alike, mind you. This abuse. And so those prayers are heard most of all. And our day will come. And we must confess this. We must confess this sin over and over and over again. And then in our second reading, that Jesus is this Son of God. Son of God. God coming to us in the Holy Eucharist on that altar. God. God is coming to us. In some ways, I think I just want to scream it. this is God. This is God on this altar, sacrificing himself for us. This divine sonship. And Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. And it is coming. It comes every day. This wrath. God's justice. Every day. It comes. And it comes to us. Just as Jesus comes to us every day in the Holy Eucharist. This parousia. That we will talk about again in a couple of weeks. But let us go to the Gospel. And a beautiful reading in the Gospel too. And in case you're just joining us, this is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're really glad you're with us. Some powerful scripture readings here today, right? The Holy Spirit is alive and well. Thanks be to God. And another reminder too, is this Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, which is coming up next weekend also, November 3rd through the 5th, 2017. And this retreat is going to be in the Grand Rapids area. And it is for men and women. I think men and women both who, yes, men and women that are suffering from the effects of abortion, whether it's been, you know, 1 week or whether it's been 50 years. This is sponsored by the Catholic Charities of West Michigan. And so I was trying to see a website here, but I guess this would be the closest website, which would be ccwestmi.org. And for more information, you can get more information on there, or they do have a phone number here, which I'll try to repeat this at the end of the program too, which is 616-340-1824. They have a toll-free number, 1-800-800-8284. And so, my brothers and sisters, we're in need of Project Rachel. We are in need of this healing, of this terrible thing that has happened to all of us and has happened to our world. So in our gospel reading today, you know, the Jewish leaders view Jesus as a rabbi, see, and then asking him these questions. But this also this the greatest commandment: you shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the real question becomes, my brothers and sisters, do we love ourselves? See, this is part of it. And or you know, I think part of it is, do we love ourselves properly? You know, not with this kind of self-centered love where we're full of ourselves. You know, sometimes I think about that too. You know, I think about, you know, we're always talking about and calling on ourselves to make ourselves smaller, right? To reduce the pride and reduce the ego. And, you know, we talk about that, reducing the pride, reducing the ego, reducing the pride, reducing the ego, bringing Jesus in, bringing Jesus in. And then you're asked to kneel down, and people won't do it. People won't do it. And you could even have, you know, religious leaders, priests and deacons will say, it's okay, you don't have to kneel down if you don't want to. But the fact of the matter is it drives out pride. It drives out ego. It right sizes us. I need that. I'm in recovery. You know, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I need that. I get on my knees in the morning. You know, in some ways, I think recovery has taught me more of that. Sometimes I think more so than my Catholicism, right? Than my Christianity. That surrender is the answer, my brothers and sisters, whether you're Catholic or not. Okay? You see the Buddhists getting on their knees. You see the Hindus getting on their knees. You see the Muslims getting down on their knees. And it's just so much silliness. But I just had to mention that. Just can't help myself. But it is so hilarious, you know, when it comes to this aspect, you know, because it's, you know, we've grown past that. But I'll tell you what, we haven't, because we haven't. Let me just read this from the Catechism. It's quite beautiful. The Catechism, which is based in Scripture. Okay? So we have this. This is from Section 2, the Ten Commandments. Teacher, teacher, what must I do? Right? If Jesus is looking at you and saying, this is what you must do. When someone asks him, which commandments in the law is the greatest? Jesus replies, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest in the first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Decalogue must be interpreted in light of the twofold yet single commandment of love, the fullness of the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are summed up in this sentence: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling, is the fulfilling of the law. So we must learn to love, my brothers and sisters. We must learn this love. And many times we get caught up with faith, right? That I'm saved through faith alone. Or I must have more faith. Or I must have stronger faith. Or I must get a better faith. Or I must pray more so that I can have faith. Or people, you know, you're going through a tough situation. People say, well, have faith. It'll work out. And so I challenge us. I challenge myself with this. What about love? What about hope? You know, those cardinal virtues. Faith, hope, and love. But Paul makes it quite clear, and Jesus makes it quite clear too, that the greatest of these is not faith. The greatest of these is love. So do I love my neighbor? Do I love myself? And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, if we're not praying, we're not loving ourselves, are we? If we're not praying, if we're not really seeking out what the will of God is in our lives, measuring things against how God thinks, not how I think, and being very careful who our teachers are too, even our pastors, even our deacons, even our rabbis or clerics. Being careful. Okay, I'm sorry about that. We had a little interruption there, so I'm sorry about how that got interrupted there just a second ago. But we have to think about as we go through this week, you know, am I praying? Am I really searching out and looking at this, looking at my not only my faith, not only my hope, but what is my love? Do I love my neighbor as myself? Maybe you do love your neighbor as yourself and you're not nice to your neighbor. That's not good either. So we have to look at that. We have to measure that. You know, we have to think about how do I treat other people and why do I treat other people the way I treat them? Why do I treat them so meanly? And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's something wrong with us. There's something inside of you and me that doesn't want us to do the right thing. Some of you can call it evil. You can call it whatever you want. But it's not good, and it must be driven out, and it's only going to be driven out with love. So as we go forward this week, if you're not praying, try to pray. If you haven't been baptized, for heaven's sakes, get baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Good Trinitarian baptism. Of course, we want everyone to become Catholic. We want everyone to become a Catholic Christian, to enjoy this fullness of the faith. So as we go forward this week, you can pray about that too and ask yourself about that journey. And it's something that takes some time. It takes a few months for that to happen. So you can think about that too. You know, usually it's 4 or 5 months worth of teaching to teach you and whether or not you really want to become a Catholic Christian, because there is responsibility and there is honor and duty to it too. So as we go through this week, may Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.